Blog Talk Radio.
We
is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Well, good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, to the deacons, to the evangelism team, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends, good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and murray clay. Oh, yes, it was God this morning that touched you and I with his finger of love, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything, saints, is jointly and fitly into place on today. So, as we come boldly before the throne of God this evening, on this Monday evening, oh glory, hallelujah, we thank God for all of his many attributes that he has provided for us along the way. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good afternoon, Pastor Smith. I'm blessed. And I'm quite sure you are too. But
amen.
First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer, and to the First Lady of ADM, Letitia Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and everyone at ADM Ministry. And everyone is tuning in this afternoon all over the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, God, we come to you almost just as a child, but coming to the throne of thanksgiving boldly in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you how you have took care of us all day long and up to this point, God. Didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to us, God. So we say thank you the most, God. We thank you for your abundantly joy, God, God, that's constantly stirring in our spirits, God. We thank you for your peace, Shende, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator for us, God, that we can keep our mind stayed on you in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this afternoon, God. We lift up every sick vessel once more, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you how you're healing, God, in this minute and the hour throughout every day, every second of the most, God, just constantly healing. So by your stripes, we all are healed in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this afternoon, God. We thank you for this keeping us in the most, God, keeping us, God, with your keeping power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our youth once more this afternoon, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Lead and guide them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them, God. Oh, God, how we thank you this afternoon, God. In glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you, God. So today, hallelujah, God, I pray, God, each and every one take the time out and just kneel down once more, God, and just tell you thank you because you're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy because you have kept us in the bullshit, God. When we were going through Hadamar City, didn't know what to do, God, you still kept us and led us and guided us in the right direction, God. We thank you for the shelter that you prepared over our heads, God. Food and the bullshit that you put on our tables, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus this afternoon. God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We lift up every son of Oshende, every Shetty and person that it is, God. I tell them, Oshay, God, I lift them up to you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. The one that can't, don't have no one to do anything for them, God. The one that Oshay that's laying on their back, God, of Oshay, I pray, God, that you shield and protect them with your angels, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. We all need to be thanking God. We realize you've done everything for us. We didn't do it for ourselves, but it was him. So we say thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you church each telephone line, God, internet today, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that a word come forth, Baba Sunday, that they can receive out of our Sunday, in the name of Jesus, out of our Sunday, that would turn their lifestyle around. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, church deliverance set the captain free today, God. Oh, God, how we thank you. And we just take a good look around us and see how the tragedy comes to the bullshit that is happening. And when we wake, God, wake us up in the morning, how about saying that? Everything's still in order, how about saying that? Oh, God, we thank you just for that, God. Because it could have been us. Oh, but we thank you, Lord, for keeping power, God. Shield and protecting power in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord. I lift up every one that's homeless today, God. I pray, God, that you make a way out of nowhere, that they have clothes on their back, shelter on their heart above their head in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I cry out to you today, God, about Sunday. Change their mind about Sunday. Let them know that they don't have to stay homeless because you come to make a way out of no way. You are the way out of make way, God. So we thank you just for that. Oh, God, we lift up the one here to come to the bullshit that's addicted to drugs today. Alcohol, cigarettes, God, I call them out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the come to the bullshit right now. We realize, God, you come to deliver and set the captain free, God. Oh, God, I thank you today. I thank you today, God, over Sunday, God. When I look around, huh, hallelujah, because of my Sunday, when I look at me, huh, Sunday, I can say this, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory be to God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the woman of God that's going to bring the word for today, God. Ask that you continue to have your way in her life. Oh, God, let her cry out and spare not, God. When the word comes forth about Sunday, let us receive it and begin to chew on it, to digest it, to kind of the world say, oh, let it make a difference in our life. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God, because we realize, God, we didn't have to be here today. You could have called our number, and we would have been gone on. But instead of all, you gave us another chance, another opportunity, to call on your name. You gave us another opportunity to get our house in order. You gave us another opportunity, God, to call on you, to change our heart, our mindset in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We all thank you in the name of Jesus, God. So these things we ask you this afternoon, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, God. So have your way in the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you,
have
Jesus.
Your way. Father, we thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Lord, we ask that you touch. Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord and super rule right now. Touch my hands.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord,
Lord God, lead, teach, and guide
yes,
right
yes,
now.
Lord,
in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Through that
yes,
corporate
Lord.
Prayer, Lord God.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Whatever
Lord.
Your people need right now. In you, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, let it be
yes,
so
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And God,
yes,
we're going to thank you and we're going to praise
yes,
you
Lord.
Because
Amen.
Of who you are on today, Lord
yes,
Jesus, in our life.
Yes,
so have your
yes,
perfect
Lord.
Will. Have
Ooh,
your perfect
yes,
faith,
Lord
yes, Jesus,
Lord, Jesus.
Through your Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Hey, yes,
oh,
Lord,
Lord,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. God, let him stir up the atmosphere.
Yes. Yes,
right
Lord
now,
Jesus.
In the name
in
of
the
Jesus,
name of
wherever we are
yes,
in our
Lord.
Prayer closet, have
Jesus,
God.
Yes, Lord Jesus,
have your will,
oh, yes,
have
Lord.
Your will, Lord Jesus.
Hey, yes,
We're
Lord
calling
Jesus.
On you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
only
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make it happen for each and every
yes,
one.
Lord.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord,
Jesus,
we know that you don't lie, that you're a man, that you don't lie. You're not the son of man that you shouldn't be. Because every promise that you promised us, Lord God, oh, that it is done. And God, we know that it's hanging in the balance, just waiting on us, Lord God. We are waiting on us. So we give you praise. We give you honor and glory for this corporate prayer on today. Move right now on this Monday night fight. In the
yes,
Lord. Have
yes,
your way, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Yes,
and we
Lord,
say thank
Jesus.
You.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Say thank you, Lord, for
thank
coming
you, Lord.
To see about
thank
us.
You,
one
yes,
more
yes,
time.
Lord.
Oh, yes,
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hey,
we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. We praise you,
thank
Lord.
You,
we glorify,
yes,
we
do,
magnify
Lord.
You, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus,
thank you.
Because of who you are. Oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord,
no matter how we
yes,
feel
Lord,
right now, if we bow
yes,
down before
yes,
the mighty throne,
yes,
and give
Lord,
your name
yes,
the praise,
yes,
honor,
yes,
and
Lord,
glory
Jesus.
Right now
Ooh,
in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, glory,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What can wash away our sins? And what can make us whole again?
Oh, my God.
Nothing
but so
the blood Jesus,
Jesus.
On
Lord.
Today. So, Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Make us a little higher. Increase
yes,
our joy right now, Lord Jesus, in you,
yes, Lord.
In our minds and in our hearts right
Lord.
Now.
Yes,
we give
Lord,
you the thanks.
Jesus.
We give you the praise, the
yes,
honor, and the
Lord.
Glory shall be done.
Yes, we do,
and
Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
amen.
You,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, praise be to God. We thank God for you, you, and you. Amen.
Ooh,
taking the time out to come and join together with
Amen.
Us. Praise
yes.
God. To give God the glory and the praise and to get
Amen.
A word from the Lord. Oh, how
Amen.
Excellent is your name, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
How excellent is
Ooh,
your
Jesus.
Name. You're
yes,
worthy
yes, Lord.
Of all of
yes,
the praise.
Lord.
The
yes,
honor
you are.
And the glory.
Yes, Jesus.
And we
yes,
say thank
Lord,
you on this evening. No matter where we look, high or low, Lord God, you are
Amen.
There. And we
yes,
thank
you, are, Lord.
For being
thank
there
you, Lord,
for
Jesus.
Us, Lord God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The midst of it all. And through
Amen.
It all, Father God,
yes, Lord.
We thank you. And we praise you
thank
now.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we
Amen.
Can move on along, man. Praise God. And we got
Amen.
A word for the night. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Our minister, Shanita, is not going to be here tonight. She's under the weather. And praise God. But nonetheless, you know, we pray for her. And then we move on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to talk a little bit about God, our refuge and our strength. And it's coming out of Psalms 46:1. Psalms 46:1. If you have, amen. Your Bible.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to read that. Amen. And then we're going to have a few words, and then we're going to turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Scripture. Psalms 47:1. And it reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. Therefore is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Talking about heaven. The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, praise God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Amen. God shall help her, and that right early will God help her. Praise God. The earth, the heaven, the heavens raised. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. And verse number 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Praise God.
Amen.
Our strength. Amen.
Amen.
Our refuge. Amen. Our hiding place. So we
can always
find God and find strength. Amen. In hiding under his wing, in a time of trouble, in a time
Lord.
Of help, in a time of happiness. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
We
Amen.
Can find
Jesus.
Him.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. All we have to do, call on the name of the Lord. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. For God is our hiding place. God is our refuge of contact. When we need him, we can call him in the morning. We can call him in the noon.
Yes,
we can call him in the evening.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we can call him when the sun
goes
down.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That we shall let nothing separate us from the love of God on today. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord.
This
man,
we turn things over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you,
Amen.
Pastor Smith. God bless all of you. You know what? I realized this morning that this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. I cannot speak for everybody else. We cannot speak for everybody else, but I can speak for myself, amen, and everything that
amen.
Is around me. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to talk to some folks that no matter what, especially the scripture, the message that Pastor Smith just gave, are you ready just to rejoice? Amen. You can let anything
amen.
Come your way, but are you ready to rejoice? I thank God for all our listeners and all over the world. We give honor to the Spirit of Christ who the head of our life. And I thank God for my wife. Amen. And for her and also our ADM family. Amen. You know, it's a very simple scripture that Pastor Smith gave. Very simple, but it's very difficult to execute. It's not really, but we really make it very difficult to execute. Amen. It's very simple. You know, we depend on the Lord. We cast our cares on the Lord. We love the Lord. We embrace the Lord. But it's very difficult to execute. And because of it's very difficult to be executed, it pertaining to individual as you've been coming up in life, as a child, teenager, your young adult years, how things been molding and crafting, amen, to where you've been doing a lot of counting on yourself. You've been in a place of survival. You've been in a place trying to make it happen. You've been in a place of struggle. You've been through a lot of disappointment. You've been through a lot of hurt. You're going through a lot of trust issues. Amen. ADM, we're dealing with trust issues right now. You're going through a lot. So to depend on something, number one, you have not seen them. Number two, you have not touched them. Number three, you're just hearing about it from a book or from an individual, but it's not something that you laid eyes on natural. If we could really all come to agreement, at some point, even now, for many of you, it's like a struggle. It's a struggle to really understand that. It's a struggle really to comprehend that. It's a struggle to really grasp that. Amen? But if we don't try something, watch this, if we don't try something, we're going to constantly get the same results in our life. If we don't try something different, if we don't try something new, if we don't try to bring in something, my God, that it's not the same old or the norm, you're going to constantly get the same results in your life. Amen? I want to just ask somebody, my God, as we said it on Sunday, have you tried Jesus? I don't try them, and we found out that he is all right. Amen. I don't know about you, but if you ever try him, you will find out that he is all right. Amen. My God, you might not see him in your natural eye, but let me tell you, he's realer. He's real than the blood that is pumping warm in your veins. All I got to ask you, if you want to try him, just try him and find out that he is all right. So now we got to come to the place as saints of God. So many of us, we use, so many people all over the world use Christianity, use church, use a form of religion based to mask, watch this, to mask their issues, to mask their skeleton, to mask their situation, to mask their pain, to mask their hurt, to mask, amen? We use that to mask it. One thing that the Lord shared with me the other day, the Lord told me the other day, I just get in commune with him sometimes. And one thing about the Lord, he loved pointing and he loved teaching. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, they love teaching. And the Lord says, he said, if you tell me to keep you, I'm going to keep you. Watch this.
Amen.
Many of you, we don't ask the Lord to keep you, keep us, right? Let's go ahead and agree with this. I know I'm a one, and I know everybody on this line, we ask the Lord to keep us. And I know that everyone that is listening all over the world, they just not on playing the game. At some point in their life, that they ask God, can you keep me? Though even we confess that he is a keeper, amen. He's a keeper when you can't keep yourself. He's a middle in the middle of the wheel. He's a comforter when you feel like down and low and feel like, my God Almighty, that you don't know what else to do. My God, he is a keeper. He is a comforter. But before, my God, one thing about it, before we really grasp onto that, many of us ask God to keep us in a time of prayer. Regardless if the prayer hits you, driving down a road on your job, walking down a road in your house, in your living room, in your bedroom, doesn't matter. Only thing you ask God to do what? To keep me, oh Lord. Keep me, Jesus. Amen. Keep me safe. Keep me covered. Keep me protected. Keep me wrapped up in your arms. Amen.
Amen.
But watch this. It's another sign. It's another sign to being kept. It's another sign to being kept. It's another key where God will keep you. He will allow the things that you probably want or the things that you probably desire, God probably put a no on that or put a lock on it. Amen? And you think that God forgot about you. No, God ain't forgot about you. He's keeping you because he know if he approve certain things, it's going to do more harm to you than it's going to do good. All I can tell you, count it all joy when you know the Lord for yourself. Amen. You can count it all joy. Amen.
Amen.
Many of you right now. You might be in a time. You might be in a situation. You've been praying. You've been asking the Lord. You've been waiting on God. But I'm here to tell you, the keeper is here to keep you. That's why certain things might not happen for you. It's not because it's a devil on your back. It's not because God didn't hear your prayer. It's not because, my God Almighty, God is not trying to bless your every need. Amen. It's probably because he's a keeper. He know if he bless you with that money, them leeches that is trying to walk around you is going to try to set you up and put you in the grave before your time. He know if he give this or give you access to this, he know what kind of damage it might cause you to your life. So God will block certain things. God will stop certain things. My God, even though it might make you frustrated, it might make you aggravated, but one thing I can tell you, if you trust in the Lord, oh my goodness, if you trust in the Lord until you die, you're going to realize that he's the what? He's a keeper, my God Almighty. He is a keeper, my God. Right, truly, I know for a fact, my God, different seasons brings on different different deliverance. Different seasons bring on different deliverance. Many saints of God, you're going through a deliverance phase, Amen. Every time you get exposed to a fresh word, especially the word of when the word of the scripture or a truth that you have to stand toe to toe with, you have to look it dead in the face. You got to stand eye to eye with it. Y'all hear me? That is a form that you are reaching to a place of another deliverance, new deliverance. Amen. And my God, you're not gonna feel the same way that you felt a couple of months ago when you start feeling all dolly. The Holy Spirit is all over you. Amen. You feel like something is just not right. My spirit is not right. My mind is not right. Can I tell you something? The keeper is still at work. The keeper never punched out on a job. The keeper is doing his job with you. It's keeping you. That's why it's able to deliver you. Even though your spirit might not feel right, even though you might not feel right, even though it seems like the old man want to come back up, baby, I'm here to tell you, if your mind is stayed on the Lord, y'all about to hear me tonight. Yeah, if your mind is stayed on the Lord, he is the what? A keeper. Somebody need to holler at your boy in the spirit and let him know that he is a keeper. That you better tell yourself. Before you go to bed tonight, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Because, my God Almighty, your car was acting up or having trouble with your transportation. Before you go to bed, you look in the mirror. It's definitely because God was keeping me. Some of y'all better hear me tonight. The money might was acting funny before you go to bed tonight. Well, the money was acting funny because God was keeping me. Through all things, you give thanks unto who? The Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Somebody need to go ahead and praise him right now. Give thanks unto the Lord. You might not understand, but he was a keeper. He is a keeper. He is the mill in the middle of the wheel. He is El Shaddai. He is your Yahweh. He is the Lord, my God, thy God. And he is, my God, the master of your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel a revival tonight. I feel a revival tonight. Not everything in this walk you're going to understand. Some things, my God Almighty, some things is not taught. Y'all about to hear, catch me on this one. It's not taught, it's revealed. Let me say that again. Some things it's not taught, it's just revealed. God has to reveal it to you. Amen. He got to bring you to a place to where it's revealed. So don't get frustrated. Amen. Don't get frustrated. Don't worry about it. Because one thing about it, God loves you so much, he's going to keep you. And now you kept in his care, he's going to reveal reveal it to you. You better understand that God is your rock, your salvation. Scripture says, whom shall I fear? Other words, I'm going to put it on up. God is our rock and our strength and our salvation. Whom shall we, my God Almighty, whom shall we fear in the name of the Lord? God is your keeper. Say to God, when you made that vow, when you made that oath, that you give me your life unto the Lord and Savior. That's the time you're going to get ready to begin on a journey to learn. A lot of people, the issues that many of us go through, it's not an issue because you got trouble on every hand. It's an issue because of lack of knowledge. It's the lack of knowledge that brings the issue. Because at the end of the day, if you look in your account that you have $0 in your bank account, you won't get upset because the reason why. You understand that you got more coming and it's payday is on this way after a while. If I hold out until payday comes, I know my bank account going to be up again. Y'all about to hear me. So before I leave, I want to let you know this here. Your spiritual bank account might look like it's empty. Your spiritual bank account might look like it's dried up. But I want to hear to tell you, if you hold out, the songwriters say, if you hold out and let the Lord fight your battles, victory. Shall, my God Almighty, not only be yours in Norway, not only be yours in the United Kingdom, not only be yours in New York, in Minnesota, Massachusetts, South Carolina, but victory, it shall be mine as well. Somebody need to have the boy in the spirit, because my God, tonight you declare and decree that no matter what you go through, long as you will trust into the Lord, he's going to keep you, and you better believe that victory, it shall, it ain't no if, it ain't no might, it ain't nothing about it, be ours, your minds, you, God bless all of you, better you, Pastor Smith.
Amen.
For those prophetic words, praise God, amen. But anyway, Monday night fire in the Lord. Have you gotten your fire? Have you gotten your fire? Amen. And remember,
amen.
He is your strength and your refuge. Praise God. Well,
amen.
Come on, man. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., praise God, where we'll come into agreement in the Word of God that your soul will be blessed and so shall your household. And we thank God for his many acts for all of us on today. Amen. Well,
amen.
Stay in the press. Amen. Give God the praise. Amen.
Amen.
And he will richly bless you. Tell somebody that you love them, and God does too. Amen. And come
amen.
On back. And invite somebody else. When you come back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. God bless you.
You gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through.